So in 2018, a study was published in the BMJ asking one very simple question. Do parachutes reduce the risk of death when jumping from an aircraft? The researchers compared two groups, one jumping with and one without. The result, no significant difference between the groups. Parachutes, it seemed, offered no protective effect compared to those jumping without one. But there was one small detail hidden in the methods section, which you, of course, always remember to read. All participants had jumped from an aircraft parked on the ground from an average of half a meter. And as the authors noted, one should be cautious in extrapolating their findings to real-world high-altitude jumps. We might laugh at this silly study, but it stops being funny when you realize we're doing something very similar in psychiatry today. Fast forward to 2025. A study in the American Journal of Medicine compared how long antidepressants were studied in the randomized trials we rely on compared to how long people actually take them. The median duration of the trials was 8 weeks, meaning that most participants had only been on these drugs for 2 months. And the median duration of real-world use in the U.S., 5 years. So we're using short-term evidence to guide long-term treatment. And that gap matters, especially when it comes to dependence and withdrawal.